And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
La la la.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 118 for April 30th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Anything Goes, All Wine Aside, and The Real News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Important to get into the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2 at gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. And this week, we're all about the movie draft. We're coming back. I believe the first one we did with the auction style was 2012, before Heavyset was even a panelist. So we're going way back. This is our summer movie draft 2015.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Hello.
Panelists and good contestants morning. For this Hello. Year's summer movie draft include Andre.
Yo.
Kevbo Trek.
You know it.
Heavyset.
Going back to the actual intro of this show, do you know more people probably listen to this show than have seen The Love Guru?
That's fucking scary. Katie, the First Lady.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? Good morning. And we've got Carp.
Howdy ho.
And our ombudsman, the judge, in case there's any discrepancies or arguments or any kind of foul play, we have Charlie.
I can't believe that you gave me that much power. Especially that you know me.
I call shenanigans on this. She's like your little sister, dude.
Here's the thing, though.
Collusion.
Yeah, pure collusion.
We have issues. There's tension right now because of the whole Nutella donut debacle. There's a problem that happened last week where we had a minor miscommunication. And I went to go get a Nutella donut without her, and now she's kind of cross with me. So
yeah, so it's over, bitch. You're going down. I mean, no, I'll be fair.
maybe this was not a wise choice. Okay, so here's how it works if you weren't listening to the previous episode, dated back like 2012. We all start with 100 movie bucks, and we auction off in order of date released 35 different movies. You can spend as little as $1 and as much as your remaining balance. So you could drop $100 on one big movie, but then you're not going to have any other money to buy any other movies. So it's all about strategy. It's all about how you do. You want to go big like Kebbo Trek did with Twilight last time and kind of fell on his face? Or do you want to go like me and kind of grab some of the smaller properties and try to get a total gross instead of one big movie? So it's all about strategy. And I'm sure you guys have your strategies. I've got mine. So we're going to start with Carp. Carp's going to list the movies. We're going to do the bids. And then just like in a regular auction style, we'll say going once, going twice, sold. And again, if we have any kind of issues, Charlie's here to be the ombudswoman.
Ombudswoman.
There you go. All right, Carp, let's start the auction off with our first movie.
Starting this week, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Starting big. Go big or go home. Who wants to start with the opening bid?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'll go for 10.
50.
55.
60.
70.
Okay, Charlie, you want to do the going once, going twice?
Going once. Going twice. Sold for 70.
Wow, that's less than I thought.
Yep.
Carp goes big. He's got 30 movie bucks remaining.
Movie number two, starring Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon. We have Hot Pursuit. Bidding is open at $1. Next.
I'm going to put in 5.
6.
7.
8.
$8. We got more than $8. $8 going once.
9.
Oh, $9.
Ooh, we got $9. $9. We got $9.
Don't be a Dave Hester dick, eh?
Do we got more than $9?
Yeah.
You got more than $9? Going once. Going twice. Sold for $9.
Evbo.
Next.
Oh. Next movie starring Nicholas Hoult, Charlie.
Hold on, Stella. What happened? I answered the doorbell. Did I get it?
No, Evbo got it.
Oh no. What did it sell for?
What would you have gone up to though?
Maybe 10.
Oh,
Kevin
got 9.
Oh, no. I think
he went with $9.
Sabotage by the doorbell.
I call conspiracy. I think Kevbo is actually on his phone, and he rang the doorbell. He knew. Because he wanted this Sofia Vergara movie so bad.
All right. To continue.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Coming out May 15th, starring Tom Hardy, Charlize Theron, Nicholas Hoult, and many other great actors. Mad Max, Fury Road.
10.
30.
What?
Oh. Look
at this guy.
30. We got 30.
Damn it.
I think he just stole it.
Past what I have.
We got more than 30. Do we got more than 30? 30. Going once and twice. So for $30.
Andre.
I think that was a monumental mistake.
Also coming out May 15th, Pitch Perfect 2. Perfect Pitcher?
2.
3.
4.
10.
Fuck.
Oh. We got 10. We got more than 10.
Can I bid $9.99 instead?
No. We got 10. Going once. Going twice. Sold for $10. Oh.
$10. Loud. Coming out May 22nd, Poltergeist, the reboot.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
So let me say that again. May 22nd, the reboot of Poltergeist. I'll buy that for $1.
2.
3.
5. 4. Fuck you.
6.
Do we have more than $6? $6? $6. Going once? Going twice. So,
oh. Same weekend as Poltergeist the reboot, we have Tomorrowland starring George Clooney.
10.
9.
You can't bet lower.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
I heard Andre's 9 before old school's 10. So.
Fuck you, I said 10.
I didn't.
Yeah, I heard 10, then the 9. I just think that's
Like, what?
The trick is to sound really serious about it.
Sold to Dre for 9.
11.
We got 11. Do we have
8.
$1.
Do we got more than, how much was it? 11? I forgot now. Going once? Oh, going twice?
12.
Ooh. $12, $12. Going once. Going twice. Sold.
13.
Oh, no, fuck you.
I didn't finish
13.
No, she said sold.
No, she did not say.
She said it on the button.
Yeah. She completed. No, she said sold.
No, there was no completion.
She shouldn't. She said sold.
Hold on. 13 bucks.
Wait, she's the judge.
Judge.
Yeah, okay, judge, what is it?
He has it, 13.
14.
Bam. Okay, 14, you can have it.
Fuck you.
Beating you up like a prick.
You got 14 going once, twice, sold for $13.
I predict good value for Tomorrowland.
$15.
That's all I'm going to say.
Coming out May 29th, we have Aloha, starring Emma Stone, Rachel McAdams, John Kurinsky, and Bradley Cooper.
$1.
We got $1.
5.
6.
7.
Ooh, we got 7. Anybody more than 7?
8.
Any more than 8? Going once. Going twice. Sold for $8.
Hey, overpaid a little bit, but it's okay.
Da, 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 da. Same weekend, we have The Rock's disaster flick, San Andreas. I will go in with $2.
$3.
$4.
$5.
$6.
$6.
$7.
$7.
$8.
$9.
$9. $9. $10. Any more than 10?
I'll go 11.
$11.
12.
What a jerk.
We got 12. Going once. Going twice. Sold for $12.
Got that? Old school or Kev?
I got it. I'm not sure. I've spent 32. Okay. So got 64.
$1, you said? Wait it. Coming out Wednesday, June 3rd, Entourage, the movie. I will go $3.
$4. The guy overpaid for that.
Any more than $4?
I'll go $5.
$5. $5 going once? Ooh. Twice? Sold for $5.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a big movie, guys.
I think it's going to make $30 million.
Coming out the Friday, Insidious Chapter 3. I will go $4.
$5.
$5. $5. Any more than $5?
$6.
$6.
$7.
$8.
And
fuck you.
We got to fight. We got to fight. $8? Going once? Going twice? Sold! For $8.
Yeah.
And boom.
You got good value.
$8.
I just don't want to do like last time where I pretty much did nothing after I bid for Twilight.
I mean, all of the movies made 70, so you're getting at least 70.
Same weekend, a action comedy starring Kev's favorite large actress, Jason
Five.
Statham, Joe's Burden, called Spy.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
$9.
11.
$11.
What's that?
11.
11. He's trying to pressure music? People.
$12.
$12. Do we have more than 12?
No.
What are you getting mad?
It's fucking impossible to do with your painting the ass music in the background. Post-production, motherfucker.
It cuts everybody.
No, you post-produce, bitch.
We got $12. $12. We got more? More? Going once? Going twice? Sold for
$10. Bam! Favorite actress. Right, what do I have left?
Yeah, keep track of your money.
5, 34 I've spent. Okay.
Yeah, keep track of your money, eh?
Friday, June 12th, starring Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Jurassic World.
20.
30.
40.
We got 40.
Tababnakis. See the card, yes.
45.
40, 40.
45.
Oh, 45. We got 45, 45. You got more than 45. Going once, going twice, so for 45.
Okay, guys, give me a second. I'm on a phone.
All right, let's recap what's been paid so far. English. Let's recap what's been bought so far.
Da, 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 da.
Avengers Age of Ultron is sold for $70 to Card. Hot Pursuit sold for $9 to Kev. Mad Max Fury Road, $30 to Andre. Pitch Perfect 2, starring Heavyset, went for $10. Poltergeist 2015 sold for $6 to Carp. Tomorrowland sold to the greatest guy of all the times, Mr. Old School,
$13. I did not have that. Oh, you, my bad.
Not cool. Aloha sold for $8 to Old School. San Andreas sold for $12 to Old School. Entourage the Movie sold for $5 to Kebbo. Insidious Chapter 3 sold for $8 to Kebbo. And Spy sold for $12 to Kebbo. And Jurassic World sold for $45 to Andre.
And cut.
All right, coming out June 19th, animated feature called Inside Out.
5.
$6.
10.
7.
11.
11. 11. We got more than 11?
12.
Is this a Pixar feature?
I know, right? $12. $12. We got 12? More than 12. Going once?
13.
Oh, we 14. Have 15. 14. 14.
It's Pixar.
15.
It is Pixar?
16.
It is Pixar. 16.
16.
17.
16. 17.
18. 20. 21. We got 21. Any more? Going once. Going twice. So for 21.
I'm predicting 250 for this.
All right. The next movie would be a movie called Dope. It is a coming-of-age comedy slash drama for the post-hip-hop generation.
One.
Two.
Two dollars.
Three.
You overpaid.
Five.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you win.
$5. $5. Wow. More than five? Going once? Going twice? So for $5.
Set with Dope. Next movie, released June 26th. It is called Max. It is about a
Max.
Dog that is a war vet.
Yeah, this is Heartstring City.
A dog that helped
U.S. A dog and a war vet.
In Afghanistan, returned to the U.S. and is adopted by the handler's family after suffering a traumatic experience.
This is, I don't know, it could do 30, it could do fucking 800, man.
I will start the bidding with $4.
I'll put $6.
$6. Any more? Going once? Going twice? Sold for $6.
I think I'm getting good value with that one, too.
I don't.
Max, I was asking, what happens if something gets delayed or canceled?
We're fucked. Too bad.
Okay.
You get fucked in the ass. That's what happens.
Next movie is called The Outskirts. It is a comedy.
One.
We got one.
I'll go two.
I called two first, you fucker.
I'll three.
God damn.
Okay. Too much for me.
We got three. Do we got four? Anyone four? Going once? Going twice? Sold for $3.
Same weekend, Ted 2, the sequel to Ted, the talking teddy bear.
10.
50 cents. Oh.
Well, that didn't work.
14.
14.
15.
20.
Ooh, we got 20. Any more than 20?
21.
21. Any more than 21? Going once? Going twice?
22.
Ooh, sold for 22. 22. More than 22.
Hold on, no.
It's not sold. You're right. Do we have more than 22? Going once? Going twice? Sold for
22?
23. Oh, no, it was sold. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
oh,
come on.
Yeah, you tried.
Damn it.
She gives a lot of between two and sold, so if you don't jump on that. So 22 to Kenpo?
Yeah.
All right, July 1st, a movie for the ladies, Magic Mike of Double XL.
$3.
Whoopee.
10.
20.
$20.
Enjoy the cock, buddy.
Oh, I will.
What's everyone spent?
Him saying, oh, I will, is the best like double meaning ever.
That's funny.
Going once.
I'm just hoping women are just as crazy.
It's sold already. It's sold. It's sold.
Oh, Heavy's got it?
Yep.
Heavy
oh,
four.
I've got it.
How much? 20?
20.
Garp, how much I got left?
We should get an updated total from everyone.
We'll do it when we're... Are we halfway through yet? After this, I'll do an updated total.
I think I got them all except.
So the same weekend of July 1st, Canada Day slash America Day, we have Terminator Genesis.
5.
7.
15.
15.
17.
17. We got more than 17. Going once. Going twice.
20.
So, oh, 20.
Oh, what? Who said that?
I heard Heavy. 20 from Heavy.
20 yeah.
There's
a cap
20 left.
Heavy has only spent 35, I think, right?
20, 20.
I've only spent 30.
35. You dropped like $1,000 on Magic Mike.
No, you put 20 on Magic Mike, 5 on yes. Dope, and 10 on Pitch Perfect 2.
Going once.
I forgot about Dope.
Going twice.
23.
Ooh, 23.
Oh, hold on, wait.
Oh, wait, 22, 22, 22.
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Well, no, he can go up to 23 if he wants.
No, I don't.
He has 78 he's spent.
Yeah, I thought it was 7. So it's, 22.
Good catch, Kevin. Going once, going twice, sold for 22.
Andre for 22.
Finally.
All right, let me get the total.
This is the fuck you, Carp thing. Fuck you.
I think I have. Confirm. I have Kevin at 56, Heavy 35, Andre 100, Carp 70, Old School 60.
I think you missed a...
Oh, did I miss someone?
You missed my Poltergeist bid.
Oh, I tried to forget horror movies. Sorry.
You're a cock.
And did I get Old School right? I think so. 27, 40. Yeah, Old School at 60.
All right, so halfway through, Katie still has not bid on anything.
Is she alive?
I'm alive.
There you go. There you go.
So, coming out July 10th, the prequel to Despicable Me, Minions.
30.
Yellow dudes.
Zero.
I will.
We got 30.
I'll go negative 30.
We got 30. 30.
35.
35.
You fucking bastard.
Do we have more than 35? 35.
Fucking bastard. Well, how much?
Do we have more than 35? Going once?
Did I hear 37 from Katie?
Nope.
36.
Oh,
there we go.
I'm scared. I'm out.
Did she say 36?
She did say 36.
Yeah. Oh, going once? Going twice? Sold for 36.
That potentially will give good value. Despicable Me made like, this is domestic gross, eh? But it made like in the twos. So high twos, I think.
Yeah,
so.
People love the Minions.
I think this is going to make at least three.
I think it's not how great Despicable Me did. It's how like big those characters of the Minions got that they threw them in their own movie really quick and they're capitalizing on the success of them.
Exactly, like the penguins from Madagascar.
Except it took them, like, how long to actually come out of the Penguins movie. Mm. Like, Despicable Me didn't waste any time.
This is going to make at least $320. It's good value.
Same weekend, we have Selfless, a sci-fi drama starring Matthew Good, Ben Kingsley, Ryan Reynolds.
Five.
Five. Do we have more than five? Going once? Going twice? Sold for five.
Also that same weekend, we have The Gallows, a horror film, which looks like it's Handycam style. I'll go for one.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Four. Do we have more than four? Going once? Going twice? So for four.
Weekend after that, July 17th, we have the end of Phase 2 Marvel, Ant-Man.
13.
14. 14.
15.
16.
15. Ooh, 16. We have 17. More than 17.
20.
20. Do we have more than 20? Going once? Going twice?
21. 21.
21. Kevbo with the late bidding.
25.
25.
Oh, shit.
Going once? Going twice? Sold for 25.
Sad.
The cutting.
Hell. Same weekend, Amy Schumer's first large release, Trainwreck.
Dollar. Opening bid?
Dollar.
Four.
Five.
Five. Do we have more than five?
Six.
Six.
I'm going to go seven. Oh, eight.
Nine.
We have more than nine? Nine. Going once? Going twice? So for none.
Nine.
Nine.
July 24th, we have, I believe it's a drama, Paper Town.
One.
We got one.
$3.
$3.
Oh, that's overpay. I can't go higher than three.
We got higher than three? $3.
Everyone needs paper towels.
Going once?
Fuck it, four.
Ooh, four.
Five.
We got five. Going once? Going twice? Sold!
Yes!
And for five, next movie
get a, is... I was going to say, can I get a total update?
For yourself? Okay, Heavy spent, it looks like, 60.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Myself, I've spent 85. Andre's 100. Kevbo is...
I think I'm 61, if that's right.
I have Kevbo at 61. Old School at...
I think he's at 69.
69. And Katie with 36. Same weekend as Paper Towns, we have a sci-fi comedy starring Kevin James and Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Pixels.
10. 15.
Yeah. Ooh, 15. 16.
16.
20.
Fucking bastard.
20. We got 20.
21.
21. Do we have more than 21? Going once? Going twice? Sold for 21.
I overpaid for that.
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
It's going to make like 170.
I put about 120.
21.
No, Oh, no, it's Adam. It's
yeah, exactly.
that old school pixel appear like all these classic
old school. Yeah, I think it's gonna make 170.
Same weekend as Paper Towns and Pixels, we have Southpaw starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Rachel McAdams. It is a boxing drama. I will opening the bidding at 3.
8.
8. Do we have more than 8? Going once? Going twice? Sold for 8.
How much I got left?
I think you got 2, right?
Keep track of your own damn money.
I think he has 2.
Yes, you have $2 left. July 31st. Tom Cruise returns in Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
3.
2.
I said 3.
1.
7.
7. Do we have more than 7? Going once?
I'll go $8.
Ten. 8 oh. bucks.
10.
10.
I'll go 11.
11. 12. Going once for 12.
15.
Oh, 15. Going once?
I will match that 15.
Can't do that. Going twice?
16.
16. Anybody more than 16? Going once. Going twice.
20.
Ooh, 20.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Getting interesting now, Kev Botrek.
Going once for 20. Twice. Sold. I need to fire my music guy. Carb.
Set has spent 80 at this point. July 31st, same weekend, we have the newest National Lampoon's Vacation movie.
Who subs? Ooh, 2. We started with 2.
5.
What was that? 5. Going once.
7.
7.
Overpaying.
Going once for 7. Twice. Sold for 7.
Yes.
On August 7th, we will have the reboot of Fantastic Four.
Who stops the bidding?
10.
20.
20. going once for 20. Twice. Sold for 20.
Can we take a second break? I got a phone. One sec.
All right, Carl, let's get our recap.
Money recap or who owns what?
Who owns what?
Okay. Current owners of movies
I'm back.
Are myself.
Never mind.
All right. No recap until the end. Fuck you, Kevin. Same weekend as Fantastic Four.
Can we take a break? I only need like 30 seconds. 5 seconds. Okay, can we take a break?
What's our total?
You're out of money.
Is it wrong that I want a Johnny Carson movie now?
Worst show ever.
And this is why people are demanding I also host this show.
It's so good.
That's one guy.
Hey,
you have one fan.
Double
you
A
fucking
is right.
Fucking retard. You have one fucking fan. Fuck you.
Also, August 7th.
Fuck Double A. He doesn't know how to type.
He has 800 accounts, but he's one dude. You have one guy who's got 800 accounts as a fan. Good luck with that.
We have a comedy based on a true story called Masterminds.
Who will suck?
2. 2.
3.
Fuck you.
$3.
4.
5.
5.
6.
0.
6. We have 6. Do we have more than 6? Going once. Going twice. Sold for 6.
Yes.
August 4th.
It's a rough cut at the end. It's so terrible.
Can fuck himself in his ass. August 14th, we have The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Who did we get mad there? What's happened?
I'll start the bidding at $2.
For what movie?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
He's a bastard. He knows I have 2. That's why he starts at 2.
3.
We got 3. Do we got more than 3?
4.
Henry Cavill is in this.
Going once for 3.
4.
If anybody gets
4.
3 for this, you, oh my God, it's the biggest 5. Deal ever.
5. We have 5. Going once. Twice. Sold for 5.
That's going to be the best value movie of the year.
5.
Okay. $5 fucking dollars. It's making $150.
Same weekend, we have the story of NWA Straight Outta Compton. Motherfucking name. Ice Cube.
2.
We got 2. 3.
Oh, Katie said 3 before me.
We got three. Going once for three?
Four.
Four. We have more than four? Going once for four. Twice? Sold for four.
I want those on my ringtone now.
No.
You done yet?
We're done.
I'll get square in the face next time I see you. August 21st, sequel to Sinister. Sinister 2. Six.
Who's breathing? Two.
Six.
Seven.
We have seven. Going once for seven. Going twice for seven. Sold for seven.
Yes.
And the final movie on the list, Hitman 47.
$7.
We got $7. Going
hey,
once.
Outbid him by $1.
You guys got to literally bid whatever you have left. It's the last movie.
Going once for $7.
Bid your money, Katie.
We got twice for $7.
Or don't.
Sold for $7.
Yes. Katie,
Katie,
man.
Come on, man.
That's it.
It doesn't matter.
The movie draft 2015 is complete. If you want to play the home game, let me know at oldschoolmovies.net. Tweet me, hashtag OSATM, and we will set up a home game based on the amount spent on the movies. Thank you very much for playing, and hopefully... Yeah, I'm going to do terrible at this. I like to my totals. If Ted does well... I think I'm okay.
Wait, I got Ted.
I got Ted.
No, Kev got Ted.
I got Ted.
Oh, no.
It doesn't. Carp's winning it. Just, I would have spent 100 on Avengers.
Hold on a sec. What do I have? I thought I had Ted.
No, we argued about that. Kevin swooped in.
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Hold on. No. Okay. I've got a chance. Tomorrowland's going to do 150.
You don't have a chance.
San Andreas is going to do 120. Inside Out's going to do $250 million.
Actually, it might.
It might. But Selfless, I've got a chance. I've got a lot of movies.
I'm telling you, I bet you anything.
Pixels has to do well, though. Pixels has to do 200 for me to win.
Avengers is going to make $1 billion domestic.
It's going to make about $600 million.
Avengers is going to make five.
It'll make six.
They're having trouble keeping up with ticket sales online already.
That's because their computers are broken.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do like last time where I bid on one movie and did nothing the rest of the
trip. Well, in that one, it was not winter, it was winter movie.
Yeah. And
like those were the worst time to do drafts because literally there's only like two good movies. This is the one that I wanted us to do the actual traditional sports draft of starting at one, like we do have a random list of people. It gets randomized, so we have that order, and then we go... and then up and down because we have so many like really good movies that Avengers is going to be the first pick, but there's still enough picks like really good movies to go around on top of it.
Would there have been like trades?
No,
I'm not crazy about that because last time we did it, whoever had first pick won the thing.
But again, that was winter movies.
But still, like Avengers is probably making double any other movie. Like, at least this, it's like, yeah, Carp got great value, but he didn't just get it because he was first pick. He got it because he outbid everyone.
I think I have a chance. I don't care. Yeah, you're not total.
Tell yourself that every single time.
I came in second last time. Everybody shit on my picks.
I swear, if I go out on any dates during these summer months, oh, yeah, we're going to Pitch Perfect, Magic Mike.
Right. Kembo went to see Twilight like 8 times.
I did. I saw Paul Blart.
Oh, God.
God.
I thought he's seen Twilight 8 times in one day.
Yeah, I saw Paul Blart. I don't have to see anything.
All right, DeGallos is going to hit 100 million. I have a chance. I still have a chance here.
I'm killing it. I got three major movies this year. Mad Max, Jurassic World, Terminator, Genesis.
You fucked up last year. At least you can't. You had like $80 left.
Yeah, that was messed up.
That's fucking funny. All right, so I think we got a little bit of time for some feedback, then we'll close the show. Let's get to it right now.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Dre, since you haven't been on the show in a while, do you ever go ass to mouth?
Never.
Not even in the moment?
There's no moment enough for me to go ass to mouth.
All right. Carp, what do we got in the Twitter sphere?
All right, one... 2AA Andy Anderson, as per usual, with the shilling us. All wine aside, after we recorded the episode, asking that we go see a movie after the episode.
You put it in the last episode. Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess it fit, let's see. From AA Andy Anderson, at All Wine Aside, at Killer Carpe Diem, at oldschoolmovies.net, hashtag Daiquiri Chick Flick, hashtag OSATM.
Love it.
Never happened.
From AA again, at Old School, at All Wine, at Carp, you might need to change your name from All Beer Inside to All Daiquiri Inside.
This guy's, okay, listen, AA, I don't know what war you're trying to fucking start with me, but it's on now, bitch. I'm coming for you.
We're going to make that happen.
We got something from Brian at Toons. Hashtag OSATM. It's an article. Star Wars anthology movie announced, but is that a good thing? It's a pretty long article. They're talking about the movies. Well, we've got The Force Awakens coming out, and then in December 2016, Rogue One will be coming out, which will be part of the expanded universe.
Actually, you know what? I want to get Dre's thoughts on Star Wars because he wasn't here last week. What are your thoughts on that new trailer and the reboot?
Oh, the Rogue One?
The new Star Wars trailer that actually had Harrison Ford, but Old School forgot to play that part.
Oh, okay. No, man, that hit all the right notes. I think they brought it to the point where it looks like the original, not like the one that George Lucas, you know, made and regurgitated, like that CG crap and horrible acting. Obviously, we don't see enough of any of the acting, except usual, you know, Harrison Ford, you know, shit-eating grin there. But, I mean, it looks awesome. I mean, I think they're going to, like, you know, they already got the guy who actually wrote Empire Strikes Back to do these movies. So I think it's for sure a home run, for sure.
To me, the name that matters is Abrams.
So are they killing Han Solo after the first 5 minutes?
No.
Rumor is they will be killing him.
Yeah, he's probably going to get murdered by one of his own children.
Yeah. We can't really say spoilers because, you know, it is supposedly a rumor, right? So,
but it's not supposed to follow the books that much either, so we can't really figure that out. I mean, look how much Walking Dead is different from the TV show than the comic. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, they just like Walking Dead, they pick and choose what they want and go for it, which is actually, it's kind of cool. I still think that gives hope for the fact they might bring certain novels from the Star Wars universe to the big screen. Fingers crossed, Grand Admiral Thrawn, that he was a really awesome bad guy. I think that'd be a really cool character to see on the big screen. But for those who don't know, it's like he was a kick-ass like military guy, and you almost like want to root for the bad guys in that, because it's like they're like the underdogs. So, but in this case, I mean, you don't know much about the villains. You don't know much about the other new characters. I mean, from what we understand, Leia, Han, Luke, they're going to be on the sideline. I mean, you see them a little bit, but they're not really the main characters in this movie.
I just wonder if the kids are going to be involved at all, Han's and Leia's kids.
From the rumors I read, one of them definitely will.
Sweet. Next, Devil Vamp, Top Gun 2. You got to be fucking kidding me. No, fuck no. I don't think Old School's back yet.
They got to make it just so they can have another homoerotic volleyball scene.
Are you Kevbo or Will?
You got that might be the single greatest scene in movie history.
Yeah.
For homoeroticism, you mean?
Yeah, guys in like jean shorts and no tops playing volleyball and like patting each other on the butt and hugging and.
So you want to see John Cena play?
You were saying, Abby.
So you want to say John Cena play volleyball?
Exactly.
Kev loves jorts now because of that.
I love who?
Jorts. Jean shorts. Jorts.
Oh, yeah, I'm not cool enough.
Get with modern day society, you fucking old jackass.
Back in my days, we wore knickers.
Okay, enough of that.
Wow, that was, yeah.
That's racist.
AA, at All Wine, at oldschoolmovies.net. April 23rd, 2015 is National Movie Theater Day. So you better go see a daiquiri chick flick movie.
What the fuck is with this guy, man?
God, I love that guy.
You're pouring gas on the fire, AA. I'm coming for you now. Now you just started World War III with the king of the daiquiri.
Carp, did we take a picture when we bought a daiquiri for...
No, you didn't. You did not.
You did not.
No, you didn't.
For Old School.
You know what's funny?
You should just call him Kiwi on the
question. I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. So they bought me a daiquiri. And like, I didn't want the waitress to see me drinking it. So I like gave it to my friend's girlfriends, pretend like she was drinking it.
Wife.
And then, so I thought she was leaving. So I grabbed the drink back at the same time she came back and saw me dry. So the whole plan was for nothing. I still look like a fucking, yeah.
It's okay. Kev Bull was drinking it with you. So it's
I was proudly drinking it because I'm secure in my manhood.
Listen, I don't know what Double A's trying to pull here, but it's fucking Firestarter, man.
It continues. What the hell?
Again?
What the hell, old school? You played the wrong freaking Star Wars trailer clip. Way to kill the mood. At Killer Carpe Diem for host.
What? Yeah. I botched one clip and it's like, fuck the 2 years of hosting. No, it's not just you're that. Gone.
You forgot Cinderella, which you got shit on for. So, I mean, you're making all these mistakes, buddy.
This guy's like a Habs fan. He wants to fucking throw me off right away. I make one fuck up, I'm gone. From trade me.
Double A, Kimbo Trek, the new Star Wars movies were awesome. J.J. Abrams was great to go fuck yourself now. You made me agree with Vamp, fuck you more.
I think you meant Star Trek.
You know, you wrote Star Wars, though.
Wait, well, someone actually liked the new Star Wars movies?
I probably meant Star Trek.
Yeah,
but there's no apostrophes. It's all just one sentence.
Yeah.
Although it's also Twitter, so I guess you don't want to waste character on apostrophes. Double A Andy Anderson. I thought Danny Glover was dead, LOL. Not cool, man. Not cool. And Brian from Toons. After these Star Wars trailers, I found that I've let go of my Thrawn or bust stance. More pumped with each development.
You know what?
That's it.
The reboot's going to be much better than the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah, well, they got Disney.
He wants to start again. Huh? You want to start with this whole Star Trek fucking... shitting on it.
No,
because
you know,
but you got Disney backing them up.
I'll tell you why. Because not just because I'm like a hardcore Star Trek
fucking
fan,
nerd, fucking freak show. Yeah,
but
what?
Because Abrams is actually a fan of Star Wars.
So but he wasn't a fan. He never saw Star Trek. He wasn't a fan.
He's not like he was for Star Trek.
He brought it back.
It was a job.
To the '60s fun version where everybody talks about fucking the green alien. What was there? He was fucking a green alien. That's what he did. He brought back the camaraderie between Bones, Spock, and Kirk. That was back from the 60s stuff. He made it fun. He made it entertaining. He made it a big budget fucking movie. That was the goal. That's what he did. Fuck you and your fucking Star Trek Next Generation on planet. What's that one that made 40 fucking million? They're sitting there talking about some race. Some fucking bullshit race they're trying to move over.
Boys, come on now.
No, but you know what I'm saying, Kev.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
No,
you're like one of those guys, if they fire the torpedo out of the wrong tube, you send an email fucking bitching at them. And so if they're not speaking Vulcan properly, you're sitting there analyzing the fucking language.
Damn right.
Like, just enjoy it for what it is, you cock knocker.
I'm kind of scared. I don't want no one knocking my cock.
Yeah, the Star Trek reboots were phenomenal. You're wrong, Kev. You're stupid. Sorry.
Nah.
He made movies that were going to make money, not pieces of crap that failed miserably in the box office.
How dare you? But what I'm saying is Star Wars will be better.
What was your favorite movie, Kev? Insurrection? I guarantee it was fucking Insurrection. The one that made the least amount of money out of all the fucking movies.
Actually, Nemesis made the least amount of money.
Really? Wow.
I thought
Insurrection was your
favorite.
I thought
it was
better
than Insurrection.
I think so.
If they were sitting on Deep Space Nine for 3 hours, it would be your favorite movie ever.
Pretty much, because it would have great character development.
Fucking Dax lover, fucking...
I agree with Kev, Bo. He's right about the whole J.J. Abrams. He did... what he thought Star Trek should be, but he added
with
like
the mass public.
He added,
it would be
he
good.
Added a Star
and he made
Wars
a shit ton of movie, reviving the franchise.
But he sold the soul of Star Trek. He made it look like Star Wars.
Exactly. That's the thing. Star Wars for him is a passion. Star Trek is a job. That's how I would say it.
You know what I want your mom to do to me?
Good call.
Oh, that's it for the feedback this week.
All right, so let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Kev Botrek, go fuck yourself. Let's get the plug, final thoughts from... No, I'm kidding. Kev, final thoughts. No,
I got nothing, so you probably should have kept
fantastic. Great build-up for absolutely fucking nothing. Dre, comic books for the win. What's coming up with that?
Actually, it's a little bit on pause. I myself is going to be on a little hiatus for this summer. But you guys definitely have to go start watching some of these comic book movies. A lot of them, especially I find the reboot of Fantastic Four looks very interesting. Also, for those who are into like fan made movies, see the prank of Amazing Spider-Man that they plugged in at the end of Avengers 2. It's pretty interesting. They put like a fake spoof of Spider-Man at the end of the Avengers credits. Looks really legit, but unfortunately it was just fan made. So, but that's it.
Have you said it?
Go to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. People say it's brand new, but really it's kind of
brand fucking new, Heavyset.
Brand new in like years late. Maybe, I don't know, but
the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com.
That should be the new intro.
You should totally keep that, man.
Yeah, that should be the intro.
That's pretty much it. Heavyset 330 on any other social media site.
On Tout, on Twitter, on Dubsmash, on Pictionary,
yep.
On ICQ.
Instagram.
Instagram, yep.
High Five.
AIM.
Tinder.
MSN Messenger.
Reddit.
Grindr.
Tinder.
On Grindr. All right.
I was about to say, have you said 330 on Tinder? Yes. Have you said 330 on Plenty of Fish? Yes.
If you want a piece of Heavyset's ass, check him out on Grindr. Heavyset 330.
I'm not handy. Come on.
Katie, what do you got?
Well, follow me at Katie First Lady pretty much everywhere. I did manage to make a bid in.
Are you on Grindr as well?
No.
That's awesome.
Live long and prosper.
Fucking A. And check her out, WrestleCast tonight. I'm going to be on as well.
Cool.
You guys,
killer Carpe Diem.
Yo. As per usual.
You're going to plug some or just fucking be an idiot?
Stablewars.com. If you like wrestling and you like sports.
And you're not a retard.
And you're not mentally retarded. If you're not eating your own feces, come to StableWars.com. We can always use new members. Hell, even if you do eat your feces, come on by.
If you eat your own shit, come down to StableWars.com. Get a free beauty.
Amazing.
And I guess check out Pacquiao Mayweather this weekend. Biggest fucking boxing
unless you're
fight
going
ever.
To your friend's birthday party, asshole.
I can do both.
Hey! No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Asshole.
I'm not.
Speaking of friends who have a birthday party coming up, Charlie, what's going on?
All on a side.com. That's it. Da 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 da.
Drink wine and eat shit on StableWars.com.
Wait a minute. That doesn't work at all.
Not really. All right. So for Andre, Kebbo, Trek, Heavyset, Katie, Carp, Charlie, this is Old School saying thank you very much for listening.
You loved Mark Ruffalo. You tolerated Edward Norton. But admit it, you forgot about Eric Bana until I said his name just now. Get ready for the most forgettable movie about a giant rage-filled monster ever made in Hulk. Before Hulk was an Avenger, before he was even incredible, travel back to a time when Kevin Feige could still f*** up a superhero movie as director Ang Lee presents a two-hour-long brooding think piece about a green guy who smashes things. Stop staring at that bush and hit something! Meet Bruce Banner. You wouldn't like him when he's angry or calm or acting.
Heartbeat.
He's a monotone, unlikable scientist.
We're doing the basic science for everyone.
Working with his ex-girlfriend, Betty, a monotone, unlikable scientist.
You're head of the base. I thought you were in charge.
In one of the dullest superhero movies ever made that covers up its total lack of action with super wacky scene transitions. Wow, it's just like reading a comic book. A terrible, boring comic book. witness Banner's true nature unleashed when a freak accident turns him into a man who looks like he's struggling to hold in a fart. Until he finally lets it go and becomes the hero that 2003 CGI clearly wasn't ready for, resulting in a Hulk that's one part PlayStation cutscene, one part frat guy, and two parts Shrek. Hulk is love. Hulk is life. All anyone wants to see is the Hulk go up against someone of equal or greater strength. Well, too bad, because this time the Green Giant is going toe-to-toe with lightweight non-threats like this douche, the U.S. military's full might of a few tanks and helicopters, Hulk dogs. Hulk dogs?
You saved my life.
Yeah, from a mutant French poodle.
And Bruce Banner's own father, who's either an unpredictable mad scientist or just Nick Nolte wandering onto the set and being himself for a few hours. Resulting in an impossible-to-see climax that takes place at night, underwater, against a cloud dead thing. Thor the Dark World is looking pretty good right now, huh? Starring Eric Banana, Betsy Ross, Sam Elliott's mustache, Moss, Nick Nolte's mugshot, and don't make him Ang Lee, Salk.
Hulk, introspect!